Continuing our post-race driver media availabilities for the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series Active Pest Control 200. We're joined now by our runner-up, Noah Gragson, driver of the number 18 Safelite Toyota for Kyle Busch Motorsports. Noah, where'd you come from on that last restart?
Came from ninth, and then I think I was in second halfway down the back straightaway, so on that first lap. So it was pretty hectic there at the end. I made a mistake there on pit road. Cost us probably a position or two, but I don't know. Everything happens for a reason, I guess. And restarted ninth, came back to second, and that's that.
We'll open it up to questions now for Noah. If you raise your hand, we'll get a microphone to you. We'll start right back here in the back.
Hey, Noah, Doug Turnbull from PRN and WSB Radio. When Kyle was in here yesterday, your team owner, Kyle Busch, that is, he said that your truck was, I think, the only one in the KBM fleet that had an OEM motor in it. Did you feel any disadvantage from that compared to the Ilmores?
No, honestly, I felt like we had a really fast Safelite Autoglass Toyota Tundra all day, really all weekend yesterday. Just tried to get the tires, honestly. That was the biggest concern for me is keeping the tires life on it and having everything there. I felt like we were one of the best trucks here. And practiced really well, qualified good, and raced at the beginning good. Just didn't get the job done.
We'll come right in front here to Chris.
At ChrisKnightCatchFans.com. Don't forget to call P.F. Chang's. Have your people call P.F.
Chang. P.F. Chang. I got a tweet from them.
Yeah, they
before.
Said, have your people call your people.
Yeah.
So, anyway, going to Las Vegas next week, how important was it for you to have a good run here tonight to go to Vegas where, you know, it's going to be a family affair for you guys?
I felt like keeping that momentum throughout the practices yesterday, just with my feedback, getting to know my crew chief, Rudy Fugel, and trying to learn our communication was the biggest thing. I feel like that'll help when we get to Las Vegas. Obviously, I have one start under my belt there, and so I'm really excited to get there. Just in the race, I need to go back. I felt like I really prepared pretty good this weekend. I mean, I watched a ton of film, talked to Christopher a lot, and really just tried to focus on doing what I could do this weekend, and just need to get better. Just disappointed in myself overall throughout the race on my feedback with Rudy and our adjustments. Just need to execute better personally. So feel like, I don't know. I mean, it's good having a second place finish, but we weren't there on that last restart and kind of just made stuff happen there at the end. But just need to execute better throughout the race in the middle stages, and so we can be up on that second, third row and actually have a shot to win the race.
Additional questions for Noah? Before we let you go, Noah, I got to ask, any to piggyback on what Chris said, how much extra motivation for next week, knowing it's your home track and racing there?
Yeah, I'm really excited just to get back there. Haven't been back there since I think Christmas time, so it'll be good to see all my family, my friends, everybody who supports me growing up through the short track ranks, starting in Bandoleros at the Bullring out there and moving up through Legend Cars, and just all the people that I've met and that have helped mentor me and help whatever it is, give me advice, whether it's just one thing of advice or if they help me all year long. So Just thankful for the opportunity to be getting back to my home racetrack and to be racing in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. It's going to be a lot of stuff happening next week. I'm going to the Golden Knights game, the new NHL team there, and they've been on a roll. I mean, I've become a hockey fan lately, so I get to ring the little siren thing before one of the periods. So I'm really excited about that. And just getting back, eating at my favorite restaurant, sleeping in my own bed, and just having a good time out there.
Excellent. Well, congratulations. Oh, we got one in the press box. Go ahead, press box.
Lee Spencer, Motorsport.com. Have you heard from Lindsey Vonn lately? Or yet?
Nope. Same Where do I look for this?
She's in the press box. She's in the press box.
All right. Yeah. Well, I don't know where you are, but yeah, it's weird. We need like a webcam in here to so we can speak to the press box. But no, I don't know. I feel like if you don't get it in the first like 7 days, then you kind of got to choose your battles, and you win some, you lose some, and we didn't win that one, so got to move on to the next one. Someone else. Try again for someone else on Monday.
We'll go back downstairs over here to the left to Jacob.
Jacob Zielman, Race Chaser Online, Performance Motorsports Network. I have a real question, but first, is this the return of Sarcastic Noah?
Sorry, I got a lot of cheese. I mean, I just try and be myself, honestly, and be relatable, be, I don't know, I don't try and be sarcastic, but I'm probably a little more outgoing than the rest of them, and I also have a cheek full of Pepper Jack cheddar torpedo roll-up taquito thing.
I'll take that as a yes. Now.
Yes.
What's going through your head on that last restart, Noah? Because I think we all knew it was going to get insane, especially after what happened to Kyle. But to thread the needle through there the way you did when they were three and four wide around you, is that where you just kind of hold the truck straight and hope for the best?
I mean, it was a green-white checkered, right?
NASCAR overtime, yeah.
Yeah, NASCAR overtime. So green-white checkered, two laps. I basically had in my mind that it's time to – yank the belts tight, get on the gas pedal and shit, and get there at the end. Try and get after it as much as I can. So, man, I had my tongue hanging out there. I mean, I think I was on the apron in turn one under Stuart Friesen. We were four or five, maybe even like six wide. So it was crazy. Just held the pedal down and kind of just stab and steer kind of deal, and just hope for the best. Racing Sauter, I was pretty loose there on that last lap and barely edged him out. I'm not sure how close it was, but finished second, so it's better than third.
Noah, congratulations on an awesome finish, and we look forward to seeing you next week in Las Vegas.
Thank you.